You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, I hope you all had a great week, and most importantly, I hope you made time to pray to Jesus. When we pray to Jesus, we are talking directly to Him, allowing us to share with Him anything on our minds anytime we need to. Jesus wants to have a relationship with all of us, and prayer lets us build that relationship. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all that is troubling us and we let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. For too many years, I had no clue about what I just told you. I had very little faith, hardly ever went to church, and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with Jesus. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about when we feel alone. And when we're having difficulty dealing with long periods of loneliness and sadness, we can either give in to those feelings, which will only make things worse, or we can turn to the one friend who is always there for us, and that is Jesus. Seek out the Lord and let Him bring us the comfort we need and help us move beyond feeling alone. On today's show, we're going to talk about another difficult emotion, and that is today's topic, which is worry less, pray more. Each of us has moments when we worry. Some of us worry very little, while others worry a great deal. Worry is an emotion, and as such, it can be difficult to control. Whether it's worrying about that important job review, or whether the mortgage refinancing will be approved, those of us who worry will worry. Unless we learn to worry less, pray more. We don't have to worry, because if we put that same energy into prayer, we'll find ourselves energized with confidence instead of fear in finding solutions to the what-ifs we're worried about. Plus, when we pray and share with Jesus what we're concerned about, He goes to work for us behind the scenes, and soon, all kinds of opportunities we never imagined become possible. Worry less, pray more. And perhaps that job interview may lead to a raise and a promotion. And that mortgage refinancing may not only get approved, but we may qualify for a lower interest rate. Prayer is our answer for everything. And it makes so much sense to worry less, pray more. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This Bible verse tells us that the Lord does not want us to worry, and that He is our support, guide, and helper for all of our difficulties. We just have to believe in Him, love Him, and trust Him. And we have to pray and share whatever is troubling us. It's natural for us to worry, but when we find that emotion consuming our minds with fears, doubts, and stress, stop and remember to worry less, pray more. Prayer really is the answer to all of our problems. If we remember to pray rather than worry, we'll achieve the simple concept of worry less, pray more. Understanding how to use prayer to not give in to worrying is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is worry less, pray more. When we adhere to those four simple words, we can very easily and quickly change a situation of anxiety and stress over something we fear into a calm, peace of mind with the confidence and ability to deal with whatever we may be concerned about. Just give it to the Lord and let Him handle it. In essence, worry less, pray more follows the same principles of let go and let God, because when we give the problems we are worrying about to the Lord through prayer, we are letting go of them and giving them to Him to handle. However, remember that once we do not take it back. Give it to the Lord and leave it there. So the next time we're stressing over something, simply remember those four words, worry less, pray more. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called, I Walk with the Lord. As Christians, we're devoted to our Lord with our love and our trust. We believe that He'll always guide us and take care of us. What better way to follow Him as when we walk with Him? When I wrote this song, I thought about how easy it can be to drift away from Jesus when we don't pray and soon find ourselves not where we want to be. But when we choose to follow the Lord, we lead much happier lives because the Lord is leading us. In the verses, we hear what life can be like when we don't have Jesus with us, and then in the chorus, what it means to walk with the Lord. The words in the chorus are, I walk with the Lord, He shows me the way. I trust in Him, He hears when I pray. I walk with the Lord, I cherish each day. So adored, I walk with the Lord. Please listen now to my song, I Walk with the Lord. Come all the time, the difficulties of life. So go it alone, on their own. But I walk with the Lord. Faith is when we believe in Him filling every need. Feel His love from heaven. He hears.
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Our topic today is worry less, pray more. Those four words really make a lot of sense. When we worry and allow ourselves to become overwhelmed with all the possible things that can happen or go wrong, we're wasting time and energy, especially when what we're worried about rarely happens. Yet it's easy to tell someone not to worry, but it's not that easy for someone who is a worrier not to worry. I think everyone would agree that no one likes to worry. So how do we make the worrying stop? And how can we make it go away? Well, I'm sure you've guessed the answer. Pray. Worry less, pray more. Starts with prayer. It doesn't matter what we are worrying about. Pray to Jesus and share it with him. Reach out to him and let him know what's troubling us and why. Maybe the person who's worrying about the job review is not just worried about the job evaluation, but that the company is downsizing and they may be afraid of losing their job. Share that with Jesus and let him know all of our fears. The more we open up to Jesus, the better we'll feel, because we'll be letting go of the burden we are carrying, and talking with Jesus about it will give us strength and confidence to see things differently without the fear that terrible events will happen. Once Jesus knows what is troubling us and why, he goes to work on our behalf, and that's when incredible things start to take place. We have to trust him, pray often, and be patient, because the Lord works on his timeline, not ours. When we share with the Lord what we are troubled over, we have to trust that he will take care of it, and we have to let go of it. When we do this, it allows the Lord to put whatever he plans in place and bring us to where he wants us to be. We have to have faith, trust, and patience, and truly believe Jesus will handle our problem and take care of it. It doesn't mean he will take it away, but it does mean if the worst does happen, it's only because Jesus is already aware of it and has already put a plan together that, when implemented, will bring us someplace we never dreamed of, often better than we could have ever imagined. So get in the habit of worry less, pray more. Use this method every time we find ourselves worrying about something. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. This Bible verse tells us that we are to give all our burdens to Jesus and let him handle them. So as we go through our week, remember the four simple words, worry less, pray more. Understanding how powerful prayer can be is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun, upbeat worship song, acknowledging that our Lord is there for us always. The song is called Always. When I wrote this song, I thought about how our Lord is with us and is always there for us. In the song verses, we hear about what our Lord does for us, and in the chorus, how we as Christians feel him in our hearts, hear and understand his words, and give him our love and devotion. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Always, I hear you always. Always, I hear you always.
Always, I hear you, Lord. Always, I feel you, Lord. Always be near me, Lord.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Lent. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus sharing the well-known parable of the prodigal son, which is about a very wealthy man who, when asked by his younger son to give him a share of the estate, complies. The younger son leaves and soon winds up broke after squandering his money. He realizes he has no choice but to return home and beg his father for forgiveness. When the father sees him, he's filled with joy and tells his servants to plan a banquet for his son's return. The point of the story is that if we choose to abandon the Lord and we are willing to repent for our mistake, it shall be granted as long as we are sincere and do not make that mistake again. The Psalm of Psalm 34, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The meaning of this psalm is that people need to actively feel the goodness of God through their relationship with Him. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 34, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
The goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see. The goodness of the Lord.
Art will be right back.
Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Quarter Too Much. Several years ago, a new preacher moved to a new community. Some weeks after he arrived, he had an opportunity to ride the bus from his home to the downtown area. When he sat down, he discovered that the driver had accidentally given him a quarter too much change. As he considered what to do, he thought to himself, I'd better give the quarter back. It would be wrong to keep it. But then he thought, oh, forget it, it's only a quarter. Who would worry about this little amount? Anyway, the bus company gets too much fare. They'll never miss it. Accept it as a gift from God and keep quiet. But when his stop came, he paused momentarily at the door. Then he handed the quarter to the driver and said, here, you gave me too much change. The driver with a smile replied, aren't you the new preacher in town? I've been thinking lately about going to worship somewhere. I just wanted to see what you would do if I gave you too much change. I'll see you at church on Sunday. When the preacher stepped off the bus, he literally grabbed the nearest light pole, held on and said, oh God, I almost sold your son for a quarter. Our lives are the only Bible some people will ever read. This is a realistic example of how much people watch us as Christians and will put us to the test. Always be on guard and remember that you carry the name of Christ on your shoulders when you call yourself Christian. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!